أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإنه لفي زبر الأولين أولم يكن لهم آية أن يعلمه علماء بني إسرائيل. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned to us the greatness of the Quran. Allah spoke of four characteristics of the Quran that makes it so special and why we should dedicate most of the best of our time to the Quran and to the study of the Quran, and that it is our means and our source of salvation, and also it is the best remedy that will safeguard us and protect us against any form of destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues describing the Quran. Allah says in ayah number 196 of Surah Al-Shu'ara, وَإِنَّهُ, and indeed the Quran, Allah says, لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ, mention of it is made in the former scriptures. So the Quran is such a scripture and such a book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the former scriptures, in the books that were revealed to the people of the past, that is the Zabur, the Torah, the Injil, and the other scriptures that were revealed to the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, contained within those scriptures was a description of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken of the Quran, and they were informed of the final revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is one interpretation of the verse, that mention of it was made in the previous scriptures. The other interpretation, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said mention of it is made in the previous scriptures, it means that the themes that are mentioned in the Quran, those themes are also spoken of, and those themes were mentioned in the other scriptures as well. So the theme of Tawheed, monotheism, oneness of Allah, the theme of Jannah, the theme of Jahannam, the theme of Risala and Prophethood, and so on and so forth, those themes were also mentioned in the previous books and scriptures that were revealed to others. أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةً أَنْ يَعْلَمَهُ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is the Quran not a clear proof? Is the Quran not a good enough evidence that the scholars of Bani Israel will recognize him to be the Nabi of Allah? The greatest proof and the greatest evidence of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and regarding his authenticity is the Quran. Undoubtedly, the Quran is the greatest proof and evidence of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, confirming the authenticity of him being the Nabi of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Quran itself is a proof, it's an evidence. Description of the Quran was given in the Torah. So is the Quran not a good enough sign? Is it not a good enough proof and evidence for the scholars amongst the Banu Israel to understand and to recognize him, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be a true prophet from Allah? وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ فَقَرَأَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So we know that the Jews, one of the main reasons why they had rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite believing that he was the final messenger, was that he was a non-Jewish person. He was an Arab. And they were expecting the final messenger to be amongst the Jewish community and to be one of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ. And had we revealed the Quran to some non-Arab, if it was revealed to a non-Arab person, فَقَرَأَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, and he had recited it to them, مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ, they would have never brought iman in it. That is, if it was revealed to a non-Arab, then the Arabs would have not accepted the message of the Quran. So they claim that they are not accepting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he is not a Jew. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, had we made him a non-Arab, then the Arabs would not have accepted him. So they all looking for some argument to try and refuse and reject the message of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ سَلَكْنَاهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah says, thus we allow the Quran to enter even into the heart of the criminal. You find that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even those who displayed and expressed the highest level of enmity and hatred towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they too would at times marvel and they would at times be very much impressed and very much moved by the words of the Quran. They would sometimes come nearby and secretly they would listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran because they were so moved by its eloquence and by the message. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, thus we allow it to enter. The Quran is such that it can penetrate even the heart of the criminals. So it would really move their hearts and they would be very much impressed by the eloquence and the rhetoric and the sequence of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Quran has this power to even move the hearts of sinners. La yu'minuna bih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, despite it moving their hearts, there were many amongst them who were moved by it and who loved listening to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, despite that, la yu'minuna bih. They do not bring iman in it, they do not believe in it. So it has entered the hearts, but that was not enough. If they had to believe in it and they had to act upon it in order for the Quran to bring about a revolution and a change within their life. Allah says, so they will not believe with it. Hatta yarawul adab al-aleem, until they see the painful punishment. Until they see akhirah, until they see the painful punishment, and then of course it will be too late for them to bring iman in the Quran. Faya'tiyahum baghta. Allah says about the painful punishment that it will come to them suddenly, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, without them anticipating it. Without them anticipating punishment, defined with the previous nations as well, they were not anticipating the punishment. They were going about leading a normal life and living as normal. And all of a sudden the punishment will come and seize them. فَيَقُولُوا هَلْ نَحْنُ مُنْضَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at that point, at that time, when the punishment seizes them, when they are gripped by the punishment because of their disbelief in the Quran and because of their rejection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that point, what will they say? They'll cry out and they'll say, هَلْ نَحْنُ مُنْضَرُونَ? Can we not be given some respite? Can we not be given some more time? Now we have realized that it is indeed the truth. أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are they requesting our punishment to come early? Very often, like how we find the previous people and the previous nations, they would mock at the Prophet of the time and they would say to him that you are threatening us with a punishment and you speak of hellfire and you speak of destruction of the previous nations. Where is the punishment? Let us see it. Bring it down so that we can witness it and experience it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the disbelievers and those who rejected him, why are they requesting that our punishment should come sooner to them in this world? This is a request that they are making. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will not be able to tolerate the punishment once it arrives, and this is a request that they should not ever make, and a mistake that they should not make, as was made by the previous nations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his name.